A Jewish Journal article. Lawsuit. Jewish student faced anti-Semitic discrimination from Carnegie Mellon profs. The Lawfare Project announced on Wednesday that they have filed a lawsuit against Carnegie Mellon University for failing to act against anti-Semitism that a student, who graduated in 2023, had been facing from her professors. The complaint focuses on allegations that the student, Yael Kanan, who is Jewish and of Israeli descent, had with one of her professors, Mary Lou Arscott, who became the associate head for design fundamentals for the School of Architecture in 2021. The complaint alleges that Arscott denied Kanan's request for an extension on a homework assignment in 2018 so she could attend a memorial service for those who were murdered in the Tree of Life synagogue shooting. A more recent allegation is that in May 2022, Kanan, an architecture student, was working on a model of New York City that converted a public space into a private space through an URIV, which the complaint defines as a small wire boundary that symbolically extends the private domain of devoutly religious Jewish households into public areas, permitting activities within it that are normally forbidden in public on the Sabbath. Arscott, the complaint alleges, accused Kanan's model of resembling the wall Israelis used to barricade Palestinians out of Israel. This shocked Kanan, who then tried to regain her composure and finish her presentation. But when Kanan finished, Arscott said only that Kanan's time would have been better spent if she had instead explored what Jews do to make themselves such a hated group. Kanan immediately approached her studio professor at the time to report the incident, but the professor simply told her not to worry because Arscott would not be grading her. The complaint claims that Kanan left class demoralized, shaken, and afraid. The complaint proceeds to state that Kanan reported the incident to the architecture school's diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI, director Erica Cochran-Hameen, who allegedly said she was shocked and appalled by the incident and pledged she would talk to Arscott, but she never did, according to the complaint. Kanan eventually discussed the incident with Gina Casaleno, the university's dean of students, the following month. Casaleno said that she would go on a casual walk with Arscott to discuss the matter and that she would follow up with Kanan after the walk. 2 months later, Casaleno told Kanan that she had a thoughtful conversation with Arscott and that a meeting would be arranged between Kanan and Arscott. Kanan was under the impression that Arscott would be apologizing in that meeting. However, when the Zoom meeting between the two occurred the following November, Arscott refused to apologize and expressed no remorse for her conduct, the complaint alleges. She stated to Kanan only, "I'm sorry you felt that way." Kanan realized that the DEI office had done nothing to facilitate or prepare Arscott in any way, or even to inform Arscott about what Kanan reported. Shortly thereafter, Arscott sent Kanan an article from a website called The Funambulist. The complaint describes the website as promulgates anti-Semitic and anti-Israel articles, including articles that promote pictures of terrorist organizations throwing Molotov cocktails at Jewish people and that decry the Judaization of a region of Israel. It is filled with article titles that refer to Israeli apartheid and Israeli police, the daily practice of collective punishment against Palestinians. A sample passage in a Funambulist article states, "Why? Oh, you never make concessions to the oppressor. If you're going to get punished, and you might, if you piss off Zionists, it's always a possibility, right? Then stare the oppressor in the face, and take whatever punishment is coming. Don't concede, don't start apologizing. The Palestinians aren't backing down, nor should we. We do not make concessions to the oppressor." Arscott referred to the Funambulist article as being insightful, and encouraged Kanan to read it. Kanan reported the matter to Casaleno and Wanda Hedding Grant, the university's chief diversity officer and vice provost of DEI. Hedding Grant, who the complaint says was copied on Arscott's email, apologized to Kanan, but claimed that she couldn't do anything to address the matter and referred her instead to the university's Office for Institutional Equality and Title IX. But when Kanan met with Title IX coordinator and assistant vice provost for DEI Elizabeth Rosemeyer, she was aggressively discouraged against filing a complaint, as Rosemeyer contended that it would take too long and would require extensive work on both of their parts, and would not be completed when Kanan graduated the following year. The complaint further alleges that in the 2022-23 academic year, Kanan had two professors who are beholden to Arscott and engaged in retaliatory behavior against Kanan for reporting her. One professor, Theodosius Isaias, invited his students to a party at Arscott's house after Kanan told him about her interactions with Arscott. When Kanan mentioned how disturbed she was that Isaias would choose Arscott's home as a venue for a class party, Isaias told Kanan that breaking bread is a process of reconciliation, and that Canaan needed to stop acting like a victim, and that he was not there to fight her battles for her, the complaint states. He complained that Canaan was calling all of us anti-Semites, and stated that he cannot be an advocate for the Jews. From there on out, Isaiah's refused to provide Canaan with one-on-one guidance that he gave other students, publicly humiliated her in front of other students and gave her a lower grade than her classmates in the same group for a group project. Canaan was also allegedly the only student to be excluded from Isaiah's booklet of students' work, distributed to students, professors, and community members to help market the students' skills in hopes of developing their portfolios and job prospects. Canaan received a C grade in the class semester despite receiving A grades in all her other classes, which she attributed to retaliatory behavior from Isaiah's. The following semester, Canaan was enrolled in one of Professor Priyanka Bista's classes. In Bista's class, R. Scott would come in person for a studio review every other week. Canaan informed Bista about her incident with R. Scott, but Bista claimed that she was unable to change her arrangement with R. Scott since she owed her employment to R. Scott. Bista eventually came up with a compromise, in which Canaan could leave class whenever R. Scott was scheduled to show up in person. This compromise meant that Canaan could only stay for a small portion of a 4-hour studio class, the most important class for any architecture student. Canaan never knew when R. Scott would join the class. She could and did come in at any time, without warning. The resulting anxiety triggered the migraine headaches and other physical symptoms. Canaan therefore missed most of the class that semester. Consequently, Canaan became lonely, depressed, and her grades suffered. The complaint alleges that Canaan kept searching for someone in the university administration to help her, to no avail. Further, the complaint alleges that the university's inability to remedy the situation was intentional, arguing that the university received $591,571,726 from Qatar from 2004 to 19 and that R. Scott herself has spent professional time in Qatar, which shelters and protects anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish and anti-Israel terrorist organizations. A November 2023 study found that, F. Rom 2015-2020, institutions that accepted money from Middle Eastern donors had, on average, 300% more anti-Semitic incidents than those institutions that did not, the complaint states. By accepting outsized donations from Qatar, CMU, officials were incented not to address anti-Semitic and anti-Israel incidents, like the treatment of Canaan, so as not to jeopardize its lucrative relationship with Qatar. By failing to ameliorate the situation, Carnegie Mellon did not enforce its policies and is in violation of Title V of the Civil Rights Act, the complaint alleges. The pervasively toxic environment found on college campuses across the country, which, in many instances, has been funded by Qatar, has resulted in the illegal discrimination against Jewish students, the Lawfare Project executive director Brooke Goldstein said in a statement. We are proud to be representing a brave student willing to stand up for Jewish civil rights, and we will make every effort to ensure that justice is achieved. A university spokesperson said in a statement to the journal, we are steadfast in our commitment to create and nurture a welcoming, inclusive and supportive environment where all students can reach their potential and thrive. We take any allegations of mistreatment or harassment seriously. We have just received notice of this lawsuit and we will evaluate and respond to it. R. Scott, Isaiah's, Rosemeyer and Casaleño did not respond to the journal's requests for comment. The Office of the Vice Provost for Diversity, Equity and Inclusion and Chief Diversity Officer for the University as well as KTK Belt, which Bista co-founded, also did not respond to the journal's requests for comment.